when I was a little girl, my aunt and uncle raised me, and it was called the Weir, W-E-I-R, Pony Farm. And that's why we have all the garages from that time. And it was all farmland, you know, wasn't built up at all these different apartments. I remember one incident where he told my aunt to round up all the children on the block, that he was going to take the sleigh. It was in the middle of the winter. He was going to take the sleigh out and take the kid down to Christina Park on the sleigh, and then, you know, come right back. So, which is what we did, you know, most of the children on the block, all around my age, were a little bit older at that time. And when we came back, my aunt would have a big pot of hot cocoa and a chocolate cake, and she'd give it that, you know, and then the kids went home. Fine. We had a good time. I had a good childhood, even though I had lost my mother, but I had my father and my uncle and my aunt. Before, I used to have donkeys.
Donkeys?
Yeah.
Okay.
When my uncle had the pony, he had donkeys. He had all kinds of dogs. I'm an animal lover for that reason. And I was never afraid of animals. I mean, I don't care for reptiles, I don't know. But four-legged animals, you know. A monkey. And my uncle had a monkey in his outside basement of the house. It's not this house, it was the house where the trailer is. And I called Jenny. I used to love to go down the basement to play with her in the cage. And one day I put my head down at the cage and I was talking to her. And her paw came out to grab a hold of my hair and just pulled it. But not to get screamed. So, of course, my aunt came down and she said to me, well, we're going to have to tell your uncle about this. He won't like this. And then the following day, Jenny went up to the Bronx Zoo.
So she lived at the Bronx Zoo after that?
Yeah, I don't know. I never went up there to see her, but that's what he said to me. He took Jenny up to the Bronx Zoo where she'd be more comfortable. So I cried.